Center and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The SpaceX company now has its giant Starship vehicle on the launch pad for a second attempt at liftoff this morning. The BBC's Jonathan Amos has more.
The mantra Elon Musk follows is test early, break it, and learn. And engineers at his SpaceX company certainly had a lot of lessons to learn after the test in April. Starship's fiery exhaust dug out an enormous hole under the launch pad, hurling debris in all directions and initiating a cascade of engine failures that ultimately saw the vehicle lose control and tear itself apart above the Gulf of Mexico. SpaceX engineers believe they've now fixed the obvious flaws and will be looking to get Starship higher and further than last time, hopefully to complete nearly one full revolution of the Earth.
And the scheduled liftoff window from SpaceX's Starbase site in South Texas, a 20-minute window opening at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. 40 workers trapped in a collapsed road tunnel in northern India for a 7-day now as rescuers wait for a new machine to drill through the rubble so they can crawl to their freedom. Here's the BBC's Anbarasan Etharajan.
Indian officials say the rescue operation is being hampered by the continued falling debris and repeated breakdowns of heavy drilling machines. They are now trying to replace a digging machine after it developed a snag.
Senator Dan Sullivan says the fatal flaw in Senator Tommy Tuberville's military abortion holds is that President Biden doesn't really care about the career advancement of military personnel.
Switch hostages. Let's switch the holds. What do I mean? Right now, the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy is up for confirmation. He's the number three guy in the Pentagon. He is a civilian. He matters to Biden.
Senator Sullivan proposing a hold on that nominee, he told the Salem Radio Network this week. This is SRN News. A warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence. The details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life and pro-abortion advocates are both predicting that the issue will be key in next year's elections. Marjorie Dannenfelser of SBA Pro-Life America says Democrats are going to make abortion front and center throughout 2024. The GOP consultant class, as she calls them, need to, in her words, wake up. Pro-abortion groups say they will spend big money on the 2024 campaigns. This is SRN News. Good news for panda lovers in the U.S.
They've received a much-needed injection of hope as Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government is ready to continue lending the black-and-white icons to American zoos. But it isn't certain when or where the new pandas might be coming, though Xi gave a giant hint that California zoo-goers, especially those in San Diego, might have reason to celebrate. Currently, the only pandas in America are at the Atlanta Zoo, after Washington's National Zoo sent its three pandas to China last week as its loan agreement expired. John Scott reporting.
Veterinary labs in several states are investigating an unusual respiratory illness in dogs. Oregon, Colorado, and New Hampshire are among the states that have seen cases of the illness, which does not respond to antibiotics. Symptoms include coughing, sneezing, nasal or eye discharge, and lethargy. More on these stories at srnnews.com.